Well, just before Paul reins in traffic, we are talking more about the budget. So much has come from that. Education played fairly dominantly in yesterday's budget. The provincial government is hiring new teacher and learning assistants to work in tandem with teachers in the classroom to help children achieve their educational outcomes. Education Minister Dale Kirby says the three-year project will cost $22 million and will help to address some of the recommendations stemming from the recent Premier's Task Force and concerns raised by teachers in the classroom. Dean Ingram, the head of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, had this reaction when he spoke with VOCM's Patty Daly and Linda Swain.
I think there's number one certainly standout. Certainly it's encouraging to see the realities that the current inclusive education model is not working being recognized. I think it's certainly encouraging to see some steps being taken to actually do something about it. I'm looking forward to having the association involved in discussion as to how best to move forward. I think the additional learning resource teachers will be helpful. I think the addition of the reading special will certainly be helpful. And certainly I think that the teaching learning assistants, when they're brought in, will certainly make a difference to the schools in which they are.
You know, sometimes we talk about money being the cure-all, and just throwing money at things like education may not get us any further ahead. Give the folks at home some understanding of how the literacy and numeracy teaching assistants work, what their primary role would be in a normal operating class.
Well, right now, the literacy and numeracy specialists per se, those would be new entities right now. I think the discussions need to happen in terms of how best to actually utilize these, but I think the fact that it's being addressed and a plan is in place for implementation is certainly encouraging. I would have liked to have seen this rollout pan provincially, but certainly seeing a plan for development. I'm looking forward to being involved with the discussion on how to implement, but also a plan going forward. I think what it does do, it provides some relief for those schools. I think having the ability of teaching learning system provide additional supports in the classroom. I think the ability for reading special in place in schools to actually assist with literacy issues for students as they move through the system is positive. And I think the learning resource teachers as well, enhancing the use of learning commons, enhancing that aspect of our school environment certainly provides the potential for positives.
Let's talk about mental health, sorry, Linda. Mental health in school. One of the concerns was one guidance counselor per 500 students. There has been some measure of focus on mental health in the schools. For my liking as a parent of school-aged children, not enough. How about you?
Well, I think right now what you're saying is that, right, the 1-on-500 ratio for school counselors, the 1-on-1,000 for school psychologists is not adequate. I think that was one thing that I would have liked to seen a stronger move on, absolutely. I think the ability for our school counselor, school psychologist to meet the needs that are in our school system and through various media outlets, the evidence is loud and clear as to how much of demand there is in the system. I do think at some point in time in our province, we have to move to national standards, which is certainly significantly better than 1-on-500, 1-on-1,000 is currently in place.
Yeah, it's certainly inadequate, and I think it bears to be true time and time again when we hear these issues arise. My last question for you, and it's about beefing up the School Act. You know, whether it be the issue with Stephenville High and the alleged assault of two female students, whether or not we could keep that accused male out of the classroom, some of the threats that may not even have proved to be true with Frank Roberts High and the like. I don't think it's been done in this particular budgetary approach, even though it's more legislation than it is budgetary. Mm-hmm. If you had your druthers, how tightened would the School Act require to be?
I think right now the issue in Stephenville High and other schools certainly put a magnifying glass on some of the deficiencies that's currently in the current legislation. I know that there is a process in place, and I expect you will see legislative change coming in the not-too-distant future regarding that. Any further changes beyond that, I think it's important that NLTA and other stakeholders had to be consulted on what this actually means. It's important that changes that affect the school system affect educational stakeholders, and certainly NLTA would be a key part of that.
That was VOCM's Patty Daly. Also, Dean Ingram, the head of the Newfoundland Labrador Teachers Association, reaction to yesterday's budget. Speaking of which, VOCM's Patty Daly will be chatting with Finance Minister Tom Osborne coming up at 7:50.